Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 15th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will or may be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page, have a look, and get prepared. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now, on to the synopsis of the show. Well, the House Judiciary Committee's Democratic Chairman, Representative Gerald Nadler, is promising to investigate virtually everything connected to President Donald Trump. So like everybody else, they've all gone totally stark insane, raving mad. I don't know whether this is a children's party they remember from times past that they're trying to recreate here, but it's truly not the sign of an advanced world leading country that they should behave in this appalling way. It boggles the mind. Anyway, I will start with some comment about that. And then a few weeks ago here on the Wake Up Call, I mentioned the increasing likelihood of civil war in the United States. And I must tell you that the drumbeat of civil war has become audible across the country. I shall have quite a lot to say about that. The other day, I talked about the fact that America's trade deficit with China is not the result of bad trade deals or the nefarious doings of the communist state. I will present you today with the math, which will be, I think, quite shocking for you. Well, it's clear to me and probably to many other people, the Federal Reserve no longer cares about money at all. The real function is to foster Wall Street. I've got some comments to make about that. I hope you will sympathize with what I have to say. So we now have official confirmation that the US economy has dramatically slowed down, and I will present you with that confirmation, the evidence to support it. Another shocking statistic out of the UK. British adults' life expectancy has been cut by 6 months in the biggest reduction ever on a month-to-month basis. very shocking, frankly, if you ask me. Then I'll have some more to speak about in terms of the NSA controversial surveillance program. And I will finish today's broadcast with France, which has decided it needs 66 propositions to control and monitor its citizens. So I shall bring that to your attention. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So you may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because that they will really give you a sense of how I deal with current affairs. So let me finish by giving you my details. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. You'll need it to apply for any free shows. Also, it's blazoned across the Podbean page, so you shouldn't have a problem finding it. I also have a Facebook address and a Twitter address. I can't make my Twitter work right now, so if any of you have any ideas, I'd be grateful. But for the moment, the Facebook address is rwlmartin1, that's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. And that's to give you some comments that come up during the week, which are really too short for the show, but don't fit into Twitter either, so they have their own place on the Facebook page. The Twitter page, if ever I can get it back again, is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall, all lowercase, as is the Facebook address, by the way, all lowercase, all one word, and no punctuation, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it. So I will wish you well, a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye for now.